We're going to start by talking about the BEPS itself, just to make sure that we're all level setting with what the rules are in the area, with obviously a focus on transfer pricing and even more focus on country by country, which is expected to have the largest impact. Next, we'll talk a little bit about the effort that's required to do that and the the risk that conjures up. And then finally, we'll end with a bit of advice regarding how to go about this and how to manage your transfer pricing going forward. Because I think even though it's been already around for a bit of time, I still find very few companies have kind of gone through the whole process of figuring out how they're going to deal with it. So there's still a lot to be learned here. So with that, I guess we would let's turn to the rules themselves.
Sure. Thanks, Steve. And I'm going to start by talking about country by country reporting, but just to get a sense of people's familiarity, would you mind raising your hand if you've worked on a country by country report or reviewed one? So just a minority of people. So I think it'd be helpful to start with the more existential question of how did we get here? What has led to this time when we're starting to begin to implement country by country reporting? And the genesis, of course, is the BEPS project. It 15 action items and a heavy emphasis on transfer pricing, both on the substantive side, as was discussed in the prior panel, actions items 8 through 10 addressed sensitive, substantive transfer pricing issues, transfer pricing for intangibles.